The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here and immediately take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful that the servant, because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
I would think that most of us would be very familiar with the words that we hear through the prophet Habakkuk. I'm sure that there have been times in each one of our lives where we have prayed and asked God for something, and it would seem that our plea, our prayer, fell on deaf ears. And probably after a while we wonder, "God, are you not listening to me? Will you not answer my prayer, whatever it might be?" Such is the way of life. But we hear that that is not unique to our lives, but rather it was present in the lives of our ancestors in faith. Many years ago, many, many years ago, they asked God to help them because the enemy, and it seemed that God would not answer their prayers. And yet, even through the prophet Habakkuk, he tells them to be patient. God will answer the petition. It will be answered in God's ways and in God's time. And so it is with us, that we need to be patient and we need to trust that God will give us what we need and God will give it to us when we need it. As youngsters, it seems that when we ask mom or dad for something, and then we go back 5 minutes later and ask again, and then 5 minutes again and ask a third time, fourth, fifth, and it seems like mom and dad are not listening to us either. But it's part of life. Sometimes, depending on what we are asking for, does take time. For instance, if mom's or dad is cooking something and we want to have some of it, and it's like, "Well, it's not ready yet. You're going to have to wait till it's done." You know, say something like made with pork, and you know that it has to be cooked all the way through. You can't just heat it on one side and flip it over for 2 seconds on the other side and then begin to eat it. No, we have to be patient. Patience. And yet, patience is not easy. Patience is difficult. And yet, it's all around us. If nothing else, our scripture readings this weekend remind us of two things. The first is that we will have to wait from time to time. And then secondly, we need to trust. God will provide what we need and the best time to give it to us. And so for that, we must be patient.